Section 4, Changes in Education, Religion, and Culture. As you read, look for why the school term was so short, how culture and lifestyles changed, the center of social life. The Civil War brought about many changes in people's lives. After the war, Alabamians turned their attention to education, religion, and social life. Cultural life also changed during this time. People had to change their ways in order to live and do well economically. Education starts over in Alabama. Schools began again after the Civil War. At first, most public schools did not have separate grades. There was just one teacher, and all of the students sat in the same room. Public schools were open only about 4 months a year. This was because children were needed at home to work on the farm. By 1890, public schools had made many improvements, and the school year was longer. The one-room schoolhouse. In the one-room school, students in the higher grades often helped the younger ones. Teachers taught math, reading, writing, spelling, and geography. They also had to clean and fill the oil lamps and bring in fuel, wood or coal, for the stove. Other duties were to fill a bucket with drinking water for the students. Teachers had to live by strict rules. In some communities, teachers could go dating once a week. Women teachers were fired if they got married. Men teachers, however, could marry and keep their jobs. Students were expected to behave well and to keep their desk neat. Students were not to talk without permission. They were not to use bad language or fight. If a child misbehaved, he or she was punished. Private schools and colleges. In most parts of the state, private grade schools and high schools opened. Some parents sent their children to these schools instead of public schools. Church groups started some private schools. Colleges were also built during this time, including several normal schools to educate teachers. State leaders wanted to improve the public schools. They knew that well-trained teachers were needed to do this. In 1872, the State Normal College of Florence became the first normal school in Alabama and the South. It had been founded in 1829 as a Methodist college, but the school was later given to the state. Today, it is the University of North Alabama. Jacksonville Male Academy, 1836, Jacksonville Female Academy, 1837, and Calhoun College, 1869, combined to become Jacksonville Normal School. Today it is Jacksonville State University. During this time, the education of women became more important. Schools for women were established. Many of the schools had high school and college work. Women could become teachers or get other training. Alabama Girls Industrial School, 1896, at Montevallo, became the University of Montevallo. Alabama created separate schools for black and white people. In 1873, the state set up two normal schools for blacks: the State Normal School and University in Marion, and Huntsville Normal and Industrial School. The Marion School later moved to Montgomery as the State Normal School for Colored Students. It is today's Alabama State University. Religion and culture. People had few chances to socialize and worship during the war. With peace, Alabamians began rebuilding their lives. This meant gathering for religious services and helping each other. Worshippers work together. Many Alabama places of worship were damaged or destroyed during the Civil War. Alabamians began rebuilding them as soon as the war was over. Catholic, Jewish, and Protestant congregations grew as the South rebuilt. members of the black community wanted their own churches once the war was over. Sometimes blacks and whites worked together to build needed buildings. The First Baptist Church of Montgomery is an example of this. Before the war, the church had 300 white and 600 black members. During Reconstruction, both groups worked together to construct a building for black members. While it was being built, they continued to worship together. The first two major black religious groups were the African Methodist Episcopal, AME, and the AME Zion churches. These churches became important as religious, social, and cultural meeting places. Social life. There was not much time for social gatherings during the years after the Civil War. The famous poet Sidney Lanier taught school in Alabama at this time. He wrote to a friend, quote, "Perhaps you know that with us of the young generation in the South, since the war, pretty much the whole of life has been merely not dying." End quote. Mitchell Garrett lived in the Hatchie Creek community in Clay County. He wrote a book about being a child in Alabama in the 1890s. In his book, Garrett described spending a lot of time plowing the fields and harvesting the crops instead of being in school. He also told how all children old enough to work had chores to do. Some milked the cows or worked in the garden. Others built fires and helped with the younger children. Places of worship were the center of most social life in the years after the Civil War. Churches often had dinner on the grounds after Sunday services. They sometimes had parties on Friday or Saturday nights. Weddings, revivals, and Christmas parties were also social events. Children hunted, fished, played games, and swam in creeks or mill ponds. Friends also gathered to help each other harvest crops and build houses and barns. Though life was difficult, some people had time to read books and even to write them. One of the most popular Alabama authors of the 19th century was Augusta Evans Wilson of Mobile. She was the first Southern writer to earn $100,000. Think it through. 1. What were the conditions in schools after the Civil War? 2. Why did the state want more trained teachers? 3. How did one Montgomery congregation of blacks and whites work together?